Thank you for giving Customer Service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Oh, hi, Amia. I remember speaking with you before. Mm-hmm. Would you like my phone number, or what do you need from me? My address.
Give me one brief moment, and I'll be more than happy to get your account up. I do. I am the supervisor you requested earlier. You've recorded
yes.
Today. One brief moment.
No problem. You're going to love this because you were my first contact to try to correct the situation, and that was 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Well, let's
so see. I'm going to be quiet and go back to the 18th of February to see when you put in your note, and then you can see all the subsequent phone calls that I've had since.
Okay. Give me one person.
And you're very kind. You sent me complimentary bottles, which I didn't expect, and thank you for that.
No problem. Okay, let's get this situated.
I feel like I've come full circle.
Okay. So, let's see. You said the 18th. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I was your supervisor on the 18th. I was calling in concerned about canceling one of your products off the account, and you also wish to continue with the male enhancement and not the booster for a 75% discount price.
And guess what? Guess what has not happened to this point?
What?
The account has not been reinstated.
That was back on the 18th. So we did go ahead and okay, so after the 18th, you had called in about the product that was canceled and refund the amount advised only a mail enhancement being billed, no through. So, hold on, give me one second. So, yes.
Yeah, all that happened. Mm-hmm. I apologize. The refund happened. That was no problem. But what the issue is the subsequent reinstatement of the mail enhancement, it still hasn't happened.
Okay, so at this point, what you're going to have to do is go on the website and recreate a whole nother order, and I can just give you the website for the enhancer. You do not want the booster, correct?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that happens, that has happened before, is where the enhancer, you know, it's like, oh, okay, hey, check out this product, and like, okay, I'll click on that, and then you get to the payment screen, and then it says, hey, do you want this one too? But it doesn't have an option for you to remove it.
Our main website is not going to do that to you. I'm going to provide you the main website. So once you put in the order for that, and we can do it right now. So give me one brief moment.
Oh, this is perfect.
Yes, I can walk you through the steps. I can't do anything over the phone, but I can walk you through the steps. Now,
well, if you just give me the... Yeah.
Okay, no
Sorry.
Problem.
Go ahead.
That website is going to be Goliath. That's Goliath Max.
Right.
That's Max Performance. That's PerformM as in Nancy. I mean, not Nancy, but Mary. AN as in Nancy. C as in Charlie. E as in Echo. .com/mail.
Okay, I know you told me all that,
mm-hmm.
And it's all good. I was actually updating my notes that I was speaking with you. I'm a lot more confident speaking with you. Not that anybody else didn't. I think what happened is that once an account is canceled, even if it's the company's fault, there doesn't seem to be any recourse for your company at your end to reinstate an account.
Okay.
That's been my experience.
Okay, so if, you know, when there is any like mishaps with the account, you know, we try to go ahead and fix anything that has happened during the process of that. Now, I do understand that, you know, you were provided the booster instead of the enhancement, and they did go ahead and credit back that $22.25. Now, on the
behalf, that's not a complaint.
Yes, sir. Now, on the behalf of your 22, but your card information, now, whenever you want a subscription reinstated, we are not allowed to get our customers' card information because of, you know, if something was to happen, like if someone was trying to do fraudulent activities with your account, you know, the company can get in trouble for that. So just to keep down confusions and, you know, stuff of that nature, we just inform the customer, like, hey, just go ahead and redo the whole account, and we'll apply discounts to it.
Okay, let's do that together. I'm plugging in the website. You don't have to spell it out, but what's the name of the website here? Goliath Max Performance.
.com. Mail. You're gonna put slash mail.
Gotcha. You just see how much flack I'm getting. Actually, I put this on a social media site 3 years ago, stating that I believe there was only two genders. So, oh my gosh, the amount of blowback that I got, but I was ahead of the curve because now what's going on online is crazy. That's a different conversation.
Okay,
so I'm plugging in now, goliathmaxperformance.com/mail.
Correct.
Right, I'm waiting for it to pop up. Okay, here it is. You know what's really weird is hear my voice in the background.
I'm sorry.
It does. And I want to punch that guy. All right. So I am now at the product info. Servings, et cetera, proprietary blend. Gives me all that info. And then gives me phone numbers. So how do I sign up online? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Now, let's just see.
I'm at the website. Product information. I'm looking for a place to click, and it just basically says here's a bunch of phone numbers.
Okay, so it's not showing me that as well. Give me one brief moment. Let me go to this one.
Now, you personally, I think you should be working for a company that is. I mean, you're actually. You're pulling the company up. You're making the company look good. I'm not saying the company is. The products are good. The ability to get ordered seemingly is good if we know the process.
Mm-hmm.
But your customer service, you're one of the very few there who actually knows what's going on and how to handle it. Some of the other folks, you know, it's a training issue, and it's probably really hard to train people when you're not even in the same location.
True.
All right, I'm speaking truth here. All right.
Okay, so I'm basically I'm thinking they're out of stock at this moment. That's probably why it's not letting you guys proceed with your purchases. So let's see. Give me one brief moment. Let me go into details with this. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problems.
Still here.
Yeah, no problems. I'm doing the old trick of what are you supposed to do when you have some of your clothes, you know, you've worn it for a while, it's not threadbare, it's still pretty good, but you see a thread. How do you prevent the thread from going crazy?
Okay, you hold that thought. I'm going to give you some information tips on that. And then I'm just still looking into this to see how we can place this purchase today. So just give me one brief second.
Oh, no problems.
Still here, one brief moment.
No problems.
Here.
No problem. I'm going to put you on mute for a second, so if you start talking, it'll take me a few seconds to get back.
Okay,
I'm listening, but I got you on mute. Okay.
Okay, no problem. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. So here's the thing. So due to the fact that, yes, we can get your account reinstated. However, it will be $47 today to get it reinstated. Hello?
You know, I'm thinking about what you're saying.
Okay, no problem.
So, you know, I had offered to send back the strength booster because that was part of the guarantee, and I called within the appropriate amount of time, and I was told, oh, no, don't worry about sending it back in, and now they're saying they wanted to charge me.
All right, so you never got it. You never paid the end of the trial fee, so we have to, you know, place a $23.50 charge for that to reinstate that product. You know, well,
$23.50. I have no problem with the $23.50. That's what I've been trying to do all along.
Yes, but what we're going to have to do in order to get you an additional product sent out is going to be an additional $23.50 in order for you to get the product. So you'll be.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, I see. So to do it, I pay the $23.50 that I would already owe, plus pay for the next $23.50 for a new shipment that you would then set up to send out.
Correct.
Okay. You did some good work there. I'm stalling as I'm trying to think how I'm going to do my finances here.
No problem. Go ahead and get that situated.
Oh my goodness. So I'm formulating how I would approach this. Mm-hmm. Once I reinstate, would I be able to have a schedule like every other month?
Yes, that 60-day hold would still apply.
And so here's if I were to speak with you every time, or maybe there's at least one or two others that are pretty good too, but I mean, then I would be cool with, you know, doing it that way. But I don't have confidence that once we set up something and I have to do, you know, every time we have to touch it, we have to say, okay, we're going to do this change, we're going to do that change. Somewhere along the way, something the wheels fall off the wagon. So in other words, you said we could apply the 60-day hold, but then that sounds like that's a per transaction step.
So basically, the 60. No, once I get that information notated in the account that you would like to reinstate the account, I will also notate that you would still like the 60-day hold applied to the account as well. So while they're getting that situated and reissued out to you, they are also applying that 60-day hold as well.
Okay, that's part one. But then how do we go forward from the 60-day hold and make it every 60 days?
It's going to always be every 60 days, every 2 months.
And this is where it gets a little bit funky, because if the way that the product gets billed is by a third party, not by Goliath, then there's a chance and likelihood of an error. And that error would come in the form of probably charging it too soon.
No, because how it works, Goliath and the third party both share the same system. So you actually get charged by them. We're just customer servicing their account.
Okay. Okay. So if I give you an approval and a card and all that for 40, however much you said, 47?
Yes, it won't be today. It will be like sometime tomorrow or this before this business week ends, or in the beginning of the next business week. So it's not going to charge you today.
Okay. I want to say yes, mm-hmm. but what I think I should do is wait a couple of days, wait for some other things, some other business to clear on my end. Mm-hmm. And then call you back on a night that you know that you're working and just ask for you.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Yes, you can request a supervisor or meter.
Well, all right. But you're the only supervisor who seemingly knows the ins and the outs and how to navigate. The other supervisors are pretty good, too, about putting in notes. But, I mean, you came up with a solution.
Yes, that's why you gotta be quick thinking.
Okay. So you just said, oh, I can call in and ask for a supervisor. I want to specifically ask for you.
Okay.
And in order to do that, I would have to probably, how about this? I know what to do. If I were to call in exactly 1 week, about the same time of day, would there be a likelihood you'd be working that shift?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't I do that then? I'll make a note here that I'll call you back, and then hopefully the note that you're about ready to put in will trigger you to say, oh, yeah, that's right. We're going to go ahead and charge that 47 and get that 60-day hold applied.
Okay, so I'm going to make sure I notate that within the system. So if you do call back, then you will request me, hopefully, if I am available.
The thing is, you sound confident that you can make that happen, and I just don't want there to be a situation where you put it in as a request, and then on the billing side, they still can't pull the trigger.
So, yeah, that's why I'm kind of, like, skeptical of, like, actually, you know, executing that, because if it does, like, something was to be like, oh, well, we can't request it, you know, supervisor at the time, I may be out or something. So,
how about this? I'll call back in 1 week. You put in a note that that would be the plan, but then in the background over the next few days, you know, you can work with whomever you need to on your end to verify that that would all work well. If it turns out that it wouldn't work well, you'll be able to tell me next week.
Okay. Well, how about that? I just notated in the account stating that you would like to speak with the supervisor again. And if they transfer you over, then, you know, we'll be able to get everything situated and resolved.
Fair enough. I understand. You're going to keep your notes generic, do your background research, and
correct.
then that way it covers you, but I have confidence that you'll do your due diligence in the next week, and you're not under any inner pressure to do so, but is a week enough time, you think?
Yes, a week is enough time.
Well, I didn't mean it like for you. I meant it for like the whole system.
Okay. Oh, yes. We can most definitely go ahead and get you reinstated. We can get you reinstated whenever you want to start back. You know, like you said today, you just want to get everything situated on your billing end. And once we put in that information that you want to charge that $47 to the account, then, you know, we'll have everything reinstated for you.
Okay, and so I fully understand what reinstatement means. We're talking about reinstated. I get charged for the old bottle plus a new bottle, which would be shipped out immediately, and then a 60-day hold would be applied going forward.
Correct.
Fair enough. I will call you back in 1 week. See, you just discovered something about your website. You gave me the website, and you're like as surprised as I was.
I'm just making sure I put in, if you do call back, they can transfer you to me.
Yes. I assume there's more than one supervisor.
Yes. One brief moment. Okay, come on. Okay. Okay, so I did go ahead and get that situated for you, and I notated the account. If there's any problems with getting the account reinstated and you do request, they already know who to request it to. Also, it's no guarantee, but, you know, I just want you to know I did notate that account. That 60-day billing cycle, you don't have to worry. Like I stated once before, we can also get that situated for you, as we stated previously. Once you get back in your financial satisfaction, just give us a call back, and we'll be more than happy to get everything in place for you.
Thank you very much,
no
Amiya.
Problem. No problem. And I really do appreciate you for giving customer service a call and being patient with us. And you have a wonderful and positive day, all right?
Thank you again. Have a good one yourself.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.